you married a Marine from Iwo Jima, right? And he had experienced a lot of very severe injuries. And as he came back from the war, do you remember things that he was able to do that helped him? Or was did he ever share that with you, that it was difficult for him to come back and get on with his life? Or do you think you learned anything when you from watching him? Like, why was he able to succeed?
That's a pretty difficult question, because okay. I was married 51 years to my husband, and he never talked about anything. He just felt that anything he had to say was not important, you know, where he was, what he did. And it was in the 50th anniversary of Iwo Jima. We were in Washington, and he was picked out of a crowd to go to Larry King's studio, where they interviewed him about his experiences. And it was the first time that I really heard everything that he went through, which was horrible. And I realized then that his physical problems were due to the fact that he never, ever, ever opened up. Never. My husband went to Seton Hall University. I remember we'd go up many times to the basketball games, and then we'd go out to the village and be with a crowd of people, and all these fellows would be talking. I'm a veteran, I was in the Army, and I'd turn to my husband and I'd say, Jim, just tell them you're in the service, because you're not saying a word. Oh, nobody wants to hear that. Just tell them. But that was the way he was. He wouldn't even say to anybody, oh yeah, I was in the Marine Corps. That it was just something that he would not talk about. And later on, I realized that he had faced some horrible situations over there, and he kept it inside, which was wrong. But I mean, I didn't know really all the things that he went through, because he never talked about it, and he made everything so light, but then he suffered in the long run, because he developed, you know, stomach problems, high blood pressure, his heart, and the doctor said he was just a man that never wanted to release what was inside of him, what he was feeling.
So then you think for his way of coping was just not to talk about it,
right,
and just to get on with his life and do, and he did many, he did a lot of things in his life, and how many children did you
have?
Five children. And you know, he had a great career all those years. So, in other words, his strategy was just to not talk about it, and as you said, he didn't even really want to identify himself as a veteran, and just get on with his life.
Right.
But you felt that medically and physically, over the years, that was not the best thing to do for his health.
Right.
So it might have been the best thing for him to get on with his life, but personally, he took a lot of that inside him, and it physically hurt him as he went on.
Right.
So that's an interesting, I guess that's an interesting question, you know. A lot of physical ailments, high blood pressure, and a lot of the results of stress and things like that, you could definitely attribute that to.
Oh, definitely. And at the very end of his life, he, about 5 years before he died, he would be, I wake up during the night and he would be almost fighting, his arms and his legs, and he was attacking. It was scary, because he realized later he didn't want to hurt me, because he was just, didn't know what, but it was what they call a post syndrome, of, you know what I'm saying?
Traumatic
syndrome, yeah. And so we took him back to East Orange, and it was just something that they felt he never released out of his system, and he's suffering now.